It is stated that when the transgressions and the sins of Bani Israel, they became excessive, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He struck a torment upon them. He afflicted them with a torment. And what was that torment? That a pagan king, a disbeliever king, who was called Bakht Nasr, he attacked Baitul Muqaddas, the city where they were residing, where they were living. So Bakht Nasr, a disbeliever king who was very tyrant, and he was a severely oppressive king, he attacked their city, the Baitul Muqaddas, with a huge army, and he killed 100,000 inhabitants of the city, and he made 100,000 people exile the city of Baitul Muqaddas as well. In verse number 259 of Surah Al-Baqarah, this beautiful event, this beautiful story has been mentioned. And let's listen to the beautiful translation of these beautiful words in which this story has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. So it is said that, or like him who passed by a village and it had fallen flat on its roofs, he said, how will Allah bring it to life after its death? So Allah kept him dead for 100 years, then brought him back to life. He said, how long have you stayed here? He replied, I may have stayed for a day or little less. He said, in fact, you have spent 100 years. So look at your food and drink, which do not smell stale till now. And look at your donkey, whose bones even are not intact. In order that we may make you a sign for mankind, and look at these bones, how we assemble them and then cover them with flesh. So when the matter became clear to him, he said, I know well that Allah is capable to do all things. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is how beautifully the story has been mentioned in the 259th verse of Surah Baqarah in the glorious Quran. And this is the beautiful story of Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam, who remained, died, passed away for 100 years, and then Allah Almighty brought him back to life. What beautiful moral lesson do we learn from it? What Madani pearls can we derive from this beautiful story? Is that we can clearly see from the beautiful verses of the Holy Quran that at the same place, in the same environment, the donkey of Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam died and his bones had decayed. But there was no change in the fruits, in the grape juice, and to the blessed body of Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam. It was the same air, same atmosphere, but the bones of the donkey decayed and the body of Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam was still fresh. The fruit was still fresh, the grape juice was still fresh. Even his hair had not turned white. So it is proven from this that the corpses of dead people decay in the graveyard, but the bodies of chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remain blessed with peace and protection in the same environment, and even their shrouds are not soiled. This has happened a number of times in the history, and this event of Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam is also a clear proof. So in the graveyard, we will see many graves. We will see many people whose bones would have separated from their bodies, that would have rotten, that would have decayed. But the blessed bodies of the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and their blessed shrouds, they are remain protected from all these kind of effects. This is clearly seen in the case of Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam, where the bones of his donkey are decayed, but his blessed body remains safe within the same atmosphere, within the same environment. This is the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this shows us the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of doing anything that He intends. Another moral lesson, another lesson that we learn from this is that upon seeing the destruction of Baitul Muqaddas, Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam, he became severely saddened out of the love of his homeland. So we come to know that to love your homeland, to love your hometown, to love your country is also a practice of the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.